Turkey has declared 3 days of mourning over the triple suicide bombings which killed 41 people and injured 239 more at Istanbul's international airport. Funerals for some of the victims have already been held and the airport has now reopened. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the attack, but suspicion has fallen on the Islamic State group. It's been revealed the major parties spent more than $10 million on election advertising over the past 8 weeks. Television and radio ads ended at midnight as the official blackout came into force. In the final week alone, the two major parties spent more than $4 million on mainstream media ads. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says Australians will feel ripped off if a plebiscite on same-sex marriage is carried, but MPs don't back it in Parliament. The Coalition is promising to hold a public vote on the issue, which would need to be ratified by Parliament. Mr Abbott told Sky News that Australians would feel let down if MPs voted against the result of a plebiscite. And New South Wales Police are asking the public to help them find several wine collections worth more than $5 million. The prestige collections were being held by Wine Investment Services in the Hunter region until that company went into receivership in 2013. No one knows where the wine has gone, and police think it might have been stolen. Officers want to speak to anyone who's purchased collectible wines, including Penfolds, Grange and Henschke.